from Jagadish, crying on hearing and seeing. Many times when I see the Lord's deity, or when I explain about Krishna to someone having darshan of Jagannathji, on seeing Srila Prabhupada, I start crying, I feel a different experience, I'm not chanting sincerely, but most of the time thinking of Lord or ideas for serving. Crying does not happen always, but sometimes. What is the reason of this? Well, crying, if we think of Krishna, is very nice, that's very good, that's a lot better than being indifferent or envious of Krishna. But crying on the fully pure stage, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is crying for Krishna, that's obviously very different to that of the neophyte. So if you are a neophyte devotee and you have a tendency to cry, just whatever, whether you have a tendency to cry or not, then go on with the process of bhakti as described in the scriptures, and one will become purified. It's not, if one cries, that may be out of some sentiment on a neophyte platform, which is in a sense good, that one has some tendency toward Krishna. But we can't take that as being indicative of a very high level of advancement, unless one is actually on that level, and one is actually free from material desires.